You've probably heard many women say that the patriarchy is evil, men ain't shit, women could run society better than men, and all that jazz. However, when shit hits the fan, you know what they resort to. Take a guess and you'll realize that men are the ones who do the dirty work when push comes to shove. By dirty work, I mean it literally and figuratively, of course. Who is taking care of the infrastructure like the electric grid and the pipe system? Men. Who saves a helpless grandma trapped in a house in flames? Men. Who fixes a car or anything in the household when it doesn't work? Men. Sorry for sounding repetitive, but I just want to make it clear because it seems that many modern day women still don't get it. Their ideology sounds good to them all the time, even though the reality, especially in hard times, is the complete opposite. And as you know guys, if you're a MGTOW, you operate in reality and don't believe in sugar-coated lies. That's indeed the first step towards liberation, not showing asses and tits on Instagram or believing the lies of the media, government, and multiple matrix agents. Let's be very honest here. Why on earth do most modern women blame men for the bad things they do, but don't respect them when they solve complex problems? As much as there are men out there doing bad things, not all men are the same. If a guy is an asshole, why do you still date him in the first place? Is it that difficult to be single? Sorry, I think I opened the Pandora box and now they'll call me names. I'm tripping, of course, but listen up. When these ungrateful modern-day women drink tap water, they just enjoy all the benefits and ignore who built the infrastructure to give them the privilege of having a glass of water whenever they want. When they drive the cool car they're now paying for to impress everyone else, they just enjoy the ride and possibly flex their independence, but ignore who built that highway. These and many other examples demonstrate that many of the things we enjoy and take for granted were built by men. Nevertheless, you know the drill. Men are the oppressors and women don't need men for anything. Let these chicks live in their own clown world where words like integrity and logic don't even exist. This madness, although detrimental to modern society, has inspired me to make this video. If you ever come across a woman that parrots all these "I don't need no man" narratives, you'll just need to show her this video. Stick around because I'm sure you'll love this one. But before we go deeper, let me share the comment of the day. Shout out to Krasimir Petrov. He said, in reference to the story we shared yesterday, "Literally, from the streets she did emerge, and to the streets she shall return." I could not have said it better myself. Please, Krasimir Petrov, don't forget to reach out to us by email to claim your $5. As usual guys, I'll pick one comment from each video. It may be the funniest, the most liked, or one that touched me, so don't forget to leave a comment, and you may be our next winner. Make sure to hit the like and subscribe buttons too, as it does help us out a lot. Now, back to the video. Embrace your masculinity. In this insane world where relativism and quote-unquote diversity are all over the place and morals are fading away, still some people think everything is black or white. What do I mean by this? Well, some people really believe there are over 100 partner preferences, if you know what I mean, but at the same time can't accept that a woman has chosen to be a stay-at-home wife or wants to have kids. However, most modern-day women out there of course prefer their careers and in some cases an active sexual life over marriage. As a consequence, most men of today prefer to play it safe and don't commit to a woman. Because female promiscuity is even promoted, multiple men are increasingly embracing the MGTOW lifestyle as long as the decay goes on. In fact, getting married in Western countries is a very risky choice. Back in the day, women were completely different. This modern-day dating scene is not what it used to be. For example, in the Americas of the 50s, I'm not saying that dating is wicked only in the West though, in other countries, many women are embracing all this strong and independent women idea, so don't think that going overseas is the only thing you need to land a perfect, loyal wife. Anyway, today women can get PhDs and full-time high-paying jobs. Women can buy their own food and pay their own rent. And contrary to the cave days, there are no wild animals to fight against. And guess what? Even if these women want children, there's no need for a man because they can just get a sperm donor, adopt a baby, or have a one-night stand. As much as these modern-day women praise science and mock religious people who have faith in something bigger than mundane pleasures, they have their religion too. The "I don't need no man" phrase is pretty much like a commandment of the feminist religion. It's just a slogan, as you guys can tell, but for them, it is a dogma, and in many cases, though, a coping mechanism. It's easier to let someone dictate what you should think than to think for yourself. And these modern women are the perfect example. When you bring all the stats to the table to prove that men are crucial for society, in most cases, they just respond emotionally. Before anyone runs their mouth, let me make this clear. Regardless of your gender, you should never accept anyone that disrespects you. For example, if you're a man dating a woman and you end up realizing she's got a bunch of red flags and blames you every time something goes wrong, it's your responsibility to dump her. If you're a woman and your boyfriend doesn't respect you even though you treat him well and encourage him to become better, it's your responsibility to go away because he does not value you. What I mean by this is fairly simple. You're responsible for your choices, and I couldn't care less about your gender. Men are expected to hold themselves accountable no matter what they do, whereas society has compassion for women who made poor choices. If a man married a 304, it's all his fault. If a woman lies to herself and married an abusive guy, it's not her fault. Most modern-day women have believed in feminist propaganda so much that they cannot accept that someone has a different opinion. They come up with phrases like, "You're not a feminist, you're a sexist." What did I say before about their particular religion? Let that sink in. Feminism is so tyrannical these days that a woman wanting a husband is an outcast. And of course, if you don't subscribe to the whole set of beliefs, you're nothing but scum because you support inequality and hierarchies. But you know, when a thief breaks into the house, they don't expect a feminine woman to save them, but rather a muscular man who worked his ass off in the gym and the dojo. In reality, "I don't need a man" is nothing but a slogan that many girls pull out when they really mean something else. Let me explain. In some cases, a woman saying this is simply parroting the feminist narrative. In other cases, though, she means that she's tired of getting hurt in her relationships. That is indeed more specific, so the question would be, how were your partners like? Does she end up with the same kind of asshole, aka Chad and Tyrone, that only wants some quick action? Does she do anything wrong like posting provocative pics all over the internet and advertising her ass and titties? If that's the case, well, she can't expect the man at hand to treat her like a queen. If she objectifies herself, why does she expect everyone else not to objectify her? When she's been in multiple unsuccessful relationships, or rather flings, she might pull this card to justify that she needs no man, but in reality, she just made poor choices. Of course, if she's got daddy issues, that's something she needs to tackle ASAP. In other cases, these women might be focused on their freedom, if you know what I mean, self-improvement, career, or other goals. However, the reality is that when they say they need no man, oftentimes they do, but can't manage to retain them. Not all guys think with their tools, and indeed, there are some good, hard-working men out there who were willing to date girls, but lost faith because of the quote-unquote liberation. As a preventive measure, MGTOW looks like the only way to go, and many men prove it. Whereas modern women are in a state of denial, men tend to be more grounded and practical. As always, I wish you tremendous success. Now it's your turn. What do you think? Why do you think modern-day women say they need no man? Have you ever come across a chick like that? If so, could you share your story? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Remember that if you leave the best comment, you will get 5 bucks. Thank you so much for watching. If you found this video useful, hit the like and subscribe buttons, ring the notification bell so you don't miss out on future uploads, drop a comment, and share it. See you in the next video. Till next time.